ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you, wagon! Wow!
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week, Sonny Hollywood Pooney.
What's up, people? I'm back.
Absolutely. We're going to hear all about that. And then right there is Stoney Curtis. How you doing, Stoney?
I'm doing great today, guys. What's happening?
It's awesome. And this, and Mr. Keith Robert War, how you doing?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Absolutely. All right.
We've never been called gentlemen, so that's new to us, too.
And it's the last time, too.
Usually when the judge walks in to tell me that my divorce is final, somebody calls me gentleman or sir. Anyway, which is so true. It's ridiculous. Anyway, all right. So you guys, what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about what they're doing out in Vegas in just a couple weeks from now. It's coming up close. And then after that, man, I think we're just going to sit around and BS about KISS, which, of course, is always fun. So basically, the topic of the week is the news. So let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
Hey, have you read the news?
So you two guys have been doing, how many years has this been going on now?
This is the eighth KISS night. It's our ninth year. We postponed one because of the shooting here. So we had the victims fund. So this is the eighth KISS night.
KISS Night Vegas. And the whole purpose of this is to raise money it's for kids, right? For music.
Yes. It's for education in our schools. And we're expanding a little bit to help some veterans out and hopefully maybe a scholarship for a couple of kids for a rock academy out here. But the main purpose is to help the school system here get instruments for the music departments that, you know, I've gone into some of these and a lot of the stuff they have in there is garbage and it's hard to play on that stuff. And, you know, it's going to be detrimental to trying to learn, you know. So we try to do our part to get them fresh new stuff that these kids can bang up on.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We all know that the school systems are kind of suffering right now, of course, you know. This gives a real rock and roll kick in the butt for it, for sure, especially when these guys come in and especially with the presence and rock and roll of KISS. It really sheds some light on and it really shows the upper staff and how to educate the kids properly.
So yeah, the music in schools, it's not like when we were kids, right? There was band every day, right? Yeah. I was in concert band and jazz band when I was a kid. My four kids, my oldest had band every day. My second oldest had band every other day. My middle girl had band once a week. My youngest had a band once every 2 weeks. So it was getting less and less and less. So they joined choir and did some other things. But I'll tell you that having music in school and having that the discipline to practice, and especially when they start young, they get so good when they start young. Like, I don't know how to play guitar. Dude, you can't teach me how to play. I'm 53 years old. You're not going to teach me now, right?
And but teach an old dog new tricks.
That's right. But if I would have learned when I was 13, I'm sure I'm not going to be Yngwie by any means, but I'm sure I know what I was doing, and it was great for my kids. So I love that you guys do this.
Of course.
Yeah.
It's great for the mind, body, and soul. You know,
absolutely.
On so many levels. Thing,
you know,
and our generation needs this today.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you this. This is something that a lot of people don't know. But kids that participate in music tend to score higher on math and I think English. I definitely know math in the SATs. And kids that play football from getting hit in the head, I think it's less. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, that's definitely true about kids excelling in school who are a little bit more musically inclined and who take music and read music and all that other stuff. It's much better for math and English and stuff like that. Like you said, I think it really helps develop the mind a little bit, especially at a younger age when, you know, these kids are like sponges, you know.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I mentioned beforehand was, you know, it seems like sports, whether it be football or baseball or soccer, when it comes to schools, they'll always get their money because it brings in money. Whereas the money for school, you know, for music really doesn't bring in as much. Right. Does bring in money, but not as much. And, so things like what you guys are doing are so important because what you're doing is, I hope the word is subsidizing, you know, what they're going to need.
Sure. It's helping to fund it. And this has been a problem forever. I mean, we started this in 2012, I think, was the first Kiss night. So we're at 8-9 years. So plus, you know, a couple of years off. So yeah, this has been going on for a while. So same thing. The art department and the music, any of the art stuff, that's always going to be cut first because, like you said, it's not bringing in dough like the football games are. So,
right.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the Kiss Night in Vegas, I've been to one. I went on my 50th birthday. Jared was with me. He's in the chat room right now. It was a great time. You guys did a ton of stuff, and it was an amazing night. But I will tell you that the CDs that I got, these Kiss covers are the best Kiss covers I own. And I have, like, I think we have 15 gigs of Kiss covers. Somebody sent us one. And that stuff doesn't touch what's on here. And
they're awesome, man.
And it feels like it's all Vegas guys, right? It's pretty much all Vegas guys doing this.
I'm going to say 80-85% of them are all Vegas guys on the Kiss albums. And we did them at Count's studio. And, we just brought in different players that were, you know, the main criteria for us is you got to be a Kiss fan. You know, I mean, we don't want people just taking part because they want to be a part of something. You know, the reason why we started this is because we loved Kiss, and a lot of us started playing music because we got into Kiss when we were kids, right? So that's where the foundation of it being Kiss comes from. So being a Kiss fan is a big part of it. But yeah, we bring in these guys, and we try to do pretty close replications of the songs, but then we took some liberties on some stuff and did our own thing to them. But for the most part, they're pretty faithful redos of the song, so to speak.
Absolutely. So you guys out there that are interested, if you happen to be listening to this after we've done the show live, where you're listening to it on the podcast, if you want to go to kissnight.org, you can. And if you need a vacation, go to Vegas.
Oh,
go
yeah.
And go and check this out. Vegas is always good. I've been one time, and there's one night that I don't remember, and the rest I do remember. You can reserve a table or a booth right now. You just click on the link on their on kissnight.org. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you happen to be going to Vegas and you're like, well, look at that. This is just so happening at the same time I'm going to be there. Do it. Now, what I want you guys to talk about I see that Bruce Kulick is going to be there.
Yeah, Bruce Kulick. When I started the Kiss Night, however many years ago, the Count 77 band was traveling at the time. And we ran into Bruce Kulick at the Dallas airport. And I remember going up to him and talking to him and asking him about the Kiss Night. And every year, he's always been interested in doing it, and he's always wanted to do it. But between his schedule with Grand Funk and whatever else he's got going on, it's never worked out. This year, Bruce is a friend. I can call him a friend. He's a Vegas local. He comes to Count's studio all the time with Todd and Fitzy and those guys, and rehearses his Bruce Kulick band and stuff. So Bruce and I have become buddies over the past few years. And I asked him to do it this year because Bob was a good friend of mine, and Bob worked at the studio all the time. And Bob became a big part of the Kiss Nights over the past several years, right? Bob was a big part of it. Played on those albums, Sonny. He played on those albums. So he's always been a big part of it. So I approached him and I said, Bruce, would you be available to do the Kiss Night this year? I mean, what I would really like to do is I would like to do a tribute to your brother, because he meant a lot to me, and he meant a lot to the guys here in Vegas that took part in the Kiss night. And he would come, Bob would come around and tell stories at the rehearsals and stuff. And we loved Bob. So I extended that invitation to Bruce, and he took me up on it this year. And man, I tell you, I'm going over to his house tomorrow to rehearse some of the songs, because we put together a killer set with Bruce and the guys. And man, we're stoked. We have a real member of Kiss at our night this year.
First time in Kiss night history. It's a really big deal, and I know that these guys are super excited and really proud to bring Bruce in. So it's really great.
That's awesome. So, Keith, you're a guitar player, Stoney?
Yes, sir.
Guitar player.
And singer. He never says he's a singer, but he's a singer, too.
Me? Who's telling you lies right now?
No, I'm talking about Stoney. Stoney. Oh,
That's awesome.
Yeah, but I always say people aren't coming to hear me sing.
So this is the first time you've had an actual member of Kiss come. Who else has done this with you guys before?
Over the years? Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so last time we had this, we were really excited to bring Todd Howarth in. Yeah. Todd Howarth is a big part of the Kiss bloodline, and his involvement with Ace and Frehley's Comet was really, really big. To Stoney and I and a couple of deep guys in this thing, you know, we all say we're Kiss fans, you know, but sometimes we get a little crazy. You know, these are some awesome albums that Frehley's Comet put out, and we were really, really excited about Todd coming in and performing. And he's going to be coming in here this year too. So he's been great. I had the luxury, and I was humbled enough to play with Todd and Cruise Fest last year with Anton Figg. And that kind of was just all the icing on the cake for me. So Todd's been a great friend of ours for a couple of years, and he's been all in, and he just brings some of the best attitudes and best smiles, and he brings a great time and a great party, and he's going to really kick it in the dirt this year. He really is. It's going to be awesome.
That's awesome. How many songs did you do with him?
With Frehley's Comet, with the Cruise Fest?
With Todd. Yeah.
So we did a whole set. We opened up for Slaughter. We were on the bill with Slaughter that night and a couple of the great tribute bands. We did about a 45, 55 minute set, and we knocked out a couple good stuff like Calling to You. We went deep on the albums, you know, all your usuals of like Breakout, and we kept it pretty much Frehley's Comet for the most part, you know. But we didn't stray too much on the A stuff. We wanted to kind of stick with Todd getting his, you know, his songs out there, which are some of the best songs in Frehley's Comet history. You know, they're all Todd's. So
I think he's unappreciated. Slightly underappreciated as a singer. Absolutely. He's got a voice that's just crazy. Sonny?
Yeah. So, okay. So, with the music that you guys put on the CD and the stuff that you guys do, obviously there's a core band pretty much that does all the things, but you have singers that rotate, right? So these singers signing up, you going in, hey, I think so-and-so would be great for Strange Ways, or these singers like seeking you guys out, because they're not all Vegas. They might have been in Vegas, I guess, at the time, but I guess
they're all coming to Vegas. Remote. That's the truth.
Yeah, that's the truth, I guess. Yeah,
that's true too. You know, I have a pretty good relationship with most of the musicians in Vegas. I think I know all of them for the most part, you know, and we would just approach people like, you know, I mean, Jeff Duncan singing Strange Ways. I mean, Jeff Duncan, you know, from Armored Saint, who will also be is also a big part of the Kiss Nights every year and will be again this year. I mean, he's got just that great Peter Criss kind of raspy voice. So, you know, we have the Black Diamond single out. He does Black Diamond. He does Strange Ways, Almost Human. He's just got a killer voice. So, you know, just ask Jeff. Andrew Freeman's a buddy. You know, he's on it.
Mary.
Got it. Mary Cryer. So many great people. You know, going back to the album, the first one, you know, we try to recreate stuff, but even like the beginning of Detroit Rock City, we recreated that whole thing, right? Danny Coker, you know, Counts Customs, it's, you know, Count 77 who I'm in and his studio. I went to Danny, I said, hey, I need to recreate this car scene, right? He goes, all right. So, you know, I don't know what they used on the Kiss Up, some like beat up Toyota or something. Well, we had a 67 GTO, right? With Danny, and I literally sat in the backseat of his car as he raced through the alleys around Counts Customs to get that car sound to make the beginning of Detroit Rock City. So, I mean, we go all in on these things. So it's easy to recruit people. It's easy to recruit people to be on it when it's slamming. You know, if the music and everything's slamming, everybody wants to be a part of it.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Okay, so one of the things that I wanted to talk about was for people out there that can't get to Vegas and they want to, let's say they would like, well, I'd really like to see this. Is there an opportunity not only for them to watch, but like, is there a place while they're watching where, like, let's say they want to donate $10, $20, $100? Is that all happening on the same night?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah, every year we've been almost every year we broadcast it live. And when we were talking earlier, I was telling Joe, you know, we've learned a lot as we go on every year. We learn something every year, and you know, the production is going to be even better this year because John O'Connor, who's our production guy, he's learned a lot, and you know, he's got the right team and the right people behind it. So yeah, we do broadcast it. I believe it's through our website and it might transfer over into YouTube, but on that evening, it will be broadcast live. And we do have a PayPal account that's tied to the Kiss Night Vegas that we'll have on our website and on all our social media and stuff. And that night where you can make a donation through PayPal.
That's awesome. And
just for the record, the donation link is at Kiss Night for PayPal. Very simple, at Kiss Night. And we encourage everybody to also go to the website. You can find all the albums. You can find extra merch from years past. You're going to be able to find the current merch for this year. You can donate through there. You can, you know, provide any kind of information you need to get to us. But also the albums are there as well. And we encourage everybody to pick up a copy. They're great to have.
Shirts? Yep.
Yes.
Shirts.
So yes. He's got his on right there.
Sonny, you're the best, bro. Yeah, we have the bad shirts, you know, as we, you know, we changed our logo a little bit to not get us in any trouble.
We also, a couple of years ago, not many people know this, but we were close to almost getting permission to use the actual logo. It was something that was happening down underneath back in the scenes, but we have to use this Kiss logo, of course, because we'd be infringing on Gene's day, of course.
Right. But I want to say also, Sonny, you know, you have the shirt and you have the two full length albums. But on top of the two full length albums, we have Volume 1 and Volume 2, and they're both incredible. I feel anyway.
But we also
have a CD single out of Going Blind, and which features Mary Cry on vocals, and she's unbelievable. Yeah. And then we have Black Diamond, which features Zach Throne from Corey Taylor's band, who also played with Ace, and he's incredible. And he's also on the albums as well, but he does that. And then it kicks in with Jeff Duncan singing and an incredible guitar solo by Keith, and the band on it is slamming. But yeah, all of that's available on our website, and all that money goes to the charity.
That was my next question. So if somebody says, hey, I want to buy a T-shirt and a CD, the money goes to the kids.
Goes to the kids.
Yep. So let me ask you this, though. So do you take, let's say, when you go to donate the money, how do you guys do that? Do you guys go directly to a kid, to a band director, to the school? How does this? Because I'm curious, you know, and I am, you know, just like anybody else, you guys are putting in the work to raise the money. You want to make sure it's not going to the basketball team. So is there a way that you guys are able to do that and make sure the money goes to the band director?
Yes, and I'll tell you how we do that. That band director gives me a list of the equipment that they want, and we go out and buy it.
Good. Good. Yeah. When you buy it
and hand deliver it too.
and hand deliver it. That's
when you buy it, do you go through somewhere and get it wholesale, like at good prices and stuff like that? I figured you would.
Yeah, Guitar Center has always been very good to us. They help us out a lot. And then, you know, some places we can go direct to.
Good. The $100,000 that you've raised will go far. Yeah. It'll go far. It will. Yeah,
There was a school a few years ago that we donated. I mean, everything from vibes to drums to sticks. I mean, it was a whole thing. I mean, we almost furnished their whole music department there. So.
Yeah, that's awesome, though. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, it's amazing. It's one of those things. I think that, in my opinion, that, you know, what you guys are doing is amazing. You know, it's like being musicians yourself, you know, most people, you know, they overlook the kid playing the bass drum or the tuba player, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the truth is that that kid has a great chance of getting into college playing the tuba because you know, it's like one of those things where every school is looking for kids to play in the band.
And of course,
if you get 4 years of high school, or like here, it's high school is 4 years. I think some other places it might be three, but you get 4 years of high school in marching in the marching band and you get good at your instrument. Man, that could put you into college.
Of course.
Amen.
So, yeah, so really the truth is that you guys are helping out kids that might, or even bands that don't necessarily have the money to do something, but you directly are helping kids get into college as well, which that's freaking awesome.
Yeah. Well, you know, what's also amazing is we all know why we're here on this podcast, and it's the spirit and magic of KISS.
Absolutely.
You know, and the power of KISS is one of the greatest, longest conversations I could ever have in my life, and how it's affected people and how it's brought people together and spread millions and millions of miles into the universe. This band, you know, we all knew how we grew up on it, and going into KISS night, yeah, there's a lot of work and stuff like that, but the best part is everybody involved loves being a part of it, loves donating their time and their efforts to bring this to a good cause. And it's all for the kids, you know, it's spreading this through KISS's rock and roll sense is probably one of the coolest things we could ever do. You know, we can't give them KISS posters to put up in their schools, unfortunately, but we can bring them instruments and stuff like that. So it's just great. You know, like, so, you know, for me, just a, you know, it was so special to me. I didn't even know about it in like 2013, 2014. Somebody told me about it. A good friend of ours, Jeff Cohen, he introduced me to KISS Night. And my head exploded. Like, I just couldn't believe there was something in Vegas that went on all night like this. And when you really do show up, it's an emotional night. And it's been an emotional high and roller coaster for me personally every year. I mean, it lasts for days and weeks and months upon after and before it. The anticipation and then the joy of it and the recycle of it every year. If you have a chance to go to KISS Night and help be a part of this, I can assure you it is the second greatest night on earth, second to Christmas Day for a child. You know, it brings that vibe. It's so special. The music is great. The people are great. The club is great. It's just a great night. Please come out and support it. It's super fun. And if you can't come out, hop on the tube and watch. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Awesome. And like what Keith is saying there too, that goes for several people that are now lifelong friends of ours. Like Keith, you know, we met Keith through the KISS night, and there's a couple other guys that came into KISS night that we met that are now, these are my best friends. These are guys that, you know, I would go to war with now that I met through KISS night and that are dear, dear friends of mine now. So,
and have gone through war.
Yeah.
The nice thing about Count Vamped is it's an intimate club, right? Yeah. And the way I explain it is, like, nobody's going, KISS Cruise is done, but nobody was going on the KISS Cruise paying all that money and not a true blue KISS fan, right? This is not, they're playing the Mondo Arena down the street and you got 12,000 people and 5,000 of them can't name a KISS song.
Yeah.
That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about, this is the KISS Cruise crew This in is a it. 300 person club.
In a sardine can.
Really. Yeah, basically right next to each other. Yeah. With professional musicians playing the music. I was like, geez, I've not heard these songs this good. I don't want to take any shots at any band that's not here, but I've not heard
these songs this good. I love this one little tidbit about this year. What I love more than anything about this specific year is Stoney decided on doing the first Kiss album. And the timing of it is really special because somewhere, I mean, it's documented on October 10th, the recording started in New York City in 73. So you got to imagine, 3 days before October 10th in 1973, there's this band that nobody on earth knows about.
Yeah, and you're right.
I mean, 50, the number 50, that's a big number. I mean, that's a big number in our life that we live. And to reflect on this time that was happening exactly 50 years ago today. And we have some special stuff in the set list that Stoney and I are not going to tell anybody about. But we're doing stuff that only the hardcore Kiss fan knows. And it's a big deal. And just to imagine Kiss doing this 50 years ago at this exact time that we're doing Kiss Night, for me, that's super special, and it's very emotional for me being a Kiss fan that I am. So it's just great, just super fun.
Yeah, and the Vamp, and the Vamp too. Like Sonny knows, Vamp is incredible. The lights and the sound in there is unbelievable.
Best
so
sound
it's a great place.
CBGBs, totally.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Okay, so listen, I want to make sure that everybody knows. Where to go and to check it out live if you can't make it. So make sure kissnight.org. When the show's over, if you're sitting at your computer right now watching, just open up an extra window, go to kissnight.org and save it as one of your bookmarks, or I don't even know what they call it now. I'm old, so I don't know shit. But the
you got it. Bookmark works.
Bookmark it, and set an alarm. If you cannot make it to Vegas, you can still watch, and you can still donate. Even if it's a couple bucks, even if it's $5, because they still have to buy. All the money gets put together, and it buys everything that the kids need, and that is amazing. So kissnight.org. Make sure, like I said, bookmark it, set an alarm so you can watch it. Anything else you guys want to say before I go on to the topic? I just want to talk Kiss with
just
you guys.
Just make sure everybody knows about the social medias and subscribe, support. If you can't make a donation, a like and a subscribe, and spreading the word and telling your friend or your neighbor about this stuff is all that we ask for. We don't ever ask for much, but if you can want to be a part of it, that's how you can be a part of it. You can just like, subscribe, share the word, tell the people. About all the rock and roll, all right? And it's Kiss Night in Vegas, baby. We're back, Stoney, right?
We're back, yeah. We encourage everybody to come. We keep it affordable because it's all ages. The kids can't go in the bar, of course, but we're gonna have an outdoor patio that'll have a big screen out there, and we broadcast it out there because it gets crowded inside, and this kind of gives people room to be comfortable. So we have stuff outside. They'll have a little beer garden outside there. It's $10 at the door. We try to, because we want to keep it affordable. It starts at 8 p.m. sharp. That's the live broadcast. That's the live show, because we have a lot of, we had a lot going on, and
action,
we're going to start.
Packed set.
It's action packed. I can tell you, we have Andrew Freeman who's kicking off tonight. So that's going to set the tone. So you do not want to miss a minute of it. Be there. Doors are at 7 o'clock. It counts Vamped. And it's going to be a hell of a rock and roll party, guys.
Absolutely.
Special appearance by a Kiss tribute band, Jem Kiss, Todd Howarth in the house, mm-hmm. Bruce Kulick in the house. And there are guaranteed surprises that nobody knows about.
Yikes.
Some very big guarantee. I mean, you know what we got here in Vegas nowadays. So
yeah.
Yes, Sonny. You're gonna be there. I'm so excited.
We're saving some sprinkles for the ice cream. You know what I mean?
Nice. Saving some really nice sprinkles.
Yeah, that's golden awesome. Sprinkles.
Wow, Sonny, I'm so jealous now. I'll tell you this, though. I mean, having Bruce there is going to be a big deal. And for you guys out there, keep this in mind. And I know that you guys watching and listening are smart enough, but it's Vegas. So yeah. When it kicks off there, if you're in New York, remember, it's 11.
Yes.
So make sure you can watch. You don't have to go to work the next day. And if you do, call in sick. Watch the show. Pretend like you're watching one of those stupid streaming channels and pay some money for the entertainment that you're getting.
Absolutely. And look, the best part is it's way before the F1 race, so you don't got to deal with the F1 race right now.
Nope.
We're in a way better, safer town, part of town where you don't got to deal with all that traffic. So come on out.
Nope.
Have a great time.
Free parking. Ample parking at Vamped. That's a big one in Vegas now. Free parking.
And you know they're going to be serving some cold gin. So come on out, baby. Yes. Yeah. Let's do it.
That's awesome.
I'm coming in Friday night because I know you guys start on time, and I didn't want to take a chance of missing
it. Yeah, don't miss it, especially this year. You don't want to miss it from the beginning because it's going to be all in.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to them. That Sonny is sitting there going.
Because I look Sonny at knows. It as, yeah. First of all, I've been there, so I know how great it is. But there's not very many people that get to experience it live.
No.
And I'm going to be one of the few.
There's an absolute different feel. I mean, it's exciting to watch the bands play Kiss all night. Who doesn't want to hear Kiss, right? But once you're in this vibe, I mean, you got the Kiss community. You know, the Kiss community... I missed a lot of opportunities not going on Kiss cruises for many reasons, whether it was busy on tour or whatever. But when I got to play the Cruise Fest, hosted by Jody Angelo, our good friend Jody Angelo, the spirit of Kiss and what it does to people and how it brings people together in a camaraderie, it's the same action-packed night. It's the same. It's a healthy drug out there for all you people. You know, it's a great high. You can't beat it. It's Vegas. It's Vegas and Kiss. Come on.
And a tank.
And a tank.
And a tank.
Get out. All right.
Got the tank, baby.
That's we brought awesome. We've had the tank the past couple of years, and we talked about it. I was like, man, do we do the tank again this year? It's like, yeah, of course we do the tank again this year. I mean, who else has a drum riser with a tank tour with smoke pouring out of it the whole night?
Nobody.
Awesome.
Nobody.
That's awesome. All right, you guys, don't forget, go ahead and check it out. You want to make sure that if you can't make it, that you watch live. And if you can make it, you go. It's only $10. Jeez, that's, I mean, you can't get in anywhere in Vegas for $10 and get that much entertainment. KissNight.org. Check that out. How do you guys feel about hanging out and talking Kiss with me? And Sonny,
a twist of my arm.
Okay. So let's go ahead and get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City Topic of the Week. I was sent on a mission.
Life is the goal. Right, so, of course, we're talking about Kiss Night Vegas, and I got these two guys, Stoney Curtis and Keith Robert War, here with me. We cannot not talk about their history and how they became Kiss fans. I think it's very important. Let's start with, I'm going to ask a couple of personal questions. Okay, Stoney, how old are you?
Too old.
And are you a Flintstones fan? Because that name had to have come from the Flintstones.
It did come from the Flintstones. I did not give myself that name. Actually, the original singer of the Stoney Curtis band gave me that name. Because my name is actually Curtis. He gave me the Stoney Curtis name. Yeah. But it came from the Flintstones. We're always big Flintstones. So, yeah. So I'm old enough to have gone to my first Kiss concert in 1978.
Okay.
And I'm old enough to know the Flintstones.
That's awesome. Keith, can you tell us how old you are?
Well, I won't tell you, but I was born in 78.
Okay.
And a great thing that I always love to tell, this is a true story. When I was a baby in Queens, we used to live next door to Peter Criss's cousin. Okay. And my brothers, who of course influenced me, and I was my crib was under an Ace poster. You know, everything I did was under an Ace poster. Anyway, but Peter Chris would show up at the house, and he would cover his hand to get out of the limo, cover his hands and run up the stairs, because all the kids knew that Peter was showing up that day. So he had to hide his identity. And that was really, really cool. So growing up in Queens was awesome, because it was always – I was too young to see that, but my brother saw it, and I think it was such a cool little thing.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
That is really awesome. All right, Stoney, I'm going to start with you. What was the first thing that that made you go, that's my band? Destroyer.
Destroyer?
That album right there, I was – 8 or 9 years old, I'd have to say. And my brother's buddy, my brother is about 8, 9 years older than I am. So older brother. His buddy named Paul Prickler handed me that album one day. He looked at it and he handed it to me. He goes, here, kid, I think you're going to like this. I looked at it. I took it in the house. I put on Detroit Rock City and I was done. I was all in from that moment on. And that is still the actual vinyl that he gave me in 1976 or 7, I guess, when he gave it to me. So
that is awesome. And your life changed right there.
I've never been the same. And I went to my first concert. My mother, God rest her soul, made my older brother take me to see Kiss on the I guess it would technically be the Alive 2 tour, which was January 15th. January 15th, 1978 at Chicago Stadium.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Was it cold?
It was freezing. But I can tell you this. There's some guys on the net here, and they'll send me some videos and stuff sometimes. And there's a really cool one called Kiss Archives. And one guy sent me some old clips of Chicago from the show that I was at when I was a kid. And I remember watching it going, yep, it's still the greatest concert I ever saw to this day.
Okay. So are you a Paul guy, a Gene guy, an Ace guy? Everybody's like, oh, you know, I'm a, like Sonny and I are Ace guys. What about you?
If you're gonna hold me to one, then I would definitely be an Ace guy. Because I mean, he's the reason why I started playing the guitar.
That's awesome. All right, Keith. All right, so obviously you told the story about how, you know, your crib was under a Peter poster, and when do you Ace. Remember?
Thank you for saying poster, by the way.
Yeah, Ace yeah. poster. Yeah.
Ace poster. Okay, I apologize. Ace. Okay. Peter's would go in next door. My bad.
Right.
Okay. So when you got old enough to know what you were looking at, who was the one that was going, this is it. This is the, you know, this is your
you
band.
Know, a lot of people, I mean, I've done an Ace tribute band since 1997. I've been in a Kiss tribute band. I've been in many cool Kiss tribute bands. And I think Stoney will vouch that I might put on a pretty kick-ass Ace Frehley tribute, to be honest with you. I'm pretty proud of it. I do great makeup, the whole thing, you know, blah, 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 blah. I am Ace incarnate, without a doubt. However, the truth is that I am deeply, madly in love with the Gene Simmons character. Like, you know, like, there's something so magical and so Bela Lugosi about it. And, you know, it's just so... You know, and him, I was just commenting the other day about when you see these videos of Gene in hospitals and with kids, he's very soft and, you know, he's a gentle giant. And he's just, you know, his songwriting to me is, you know, unbelievable. And the Beatles influence and everything like that. It's, I'm a real sucker for Gene, really, deeply in my heart. But Ace, Stoney would tell you, yeah, depending on which night you see me on, I'm probably in an Ace mode somehow, one way or another.
I will say that I've seen most of these Kiss tribute bands, and I've seen most of everything that kind of goes on. I pay attention. Nobody does Ace Frehley better than Keith Robert.
Whoa.
Thank you.
He's throwing Cheers. Down the gauntlet.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
If somebody wants to put someone in front of me that does it better than Keith, I'm all in. But
I have a personal
for what I know, Keith's the guy.
Yeah. There's a personal few in my in the world that I hold very regard to, you know, and that goes for the Gene tributes and the Paul tributes and the Peter tributes. There's a band out there I wish I could be in called Kiss 2.0, but nevertheless, Ace is my guy. Gene is my guy. I love Paul, but I also love Peter really so much. And I don't think he gets enough credit, of course, but I'm a sucker for them all, you know.
I love Peter too. I worked at KTLA in Hollywood for about 15 years, and we did Mad TV when Kiss was on Mad TV.
Oh man, that's a story in its own.
Yeah, I worked on that, and my son at the time was about, I guess, about 9 years old, but he knew Paul because Paul got his hair done where his mom worked at the hair salon in Beverly Hills. So my son, Sebastian, knew Paul, right? So when we were working on this show, Sebastian came over there and talked to Paul like they were old buddies, you know, and Paul took him around and made sure Ace and Gene and everybody signed our I Was There reunion tour poster. And but while all this was going on, I literally sat there and shot the shit with Peter Chris for about 45 minutes on the set. Just talking about everything, but it was surreal because he was in Peter Criss makeup. So, you know, you're like, why you're having this conversation with this guy going, what the hell? This is like a trip, man. But yeah. I have to say, Peter was one of the sweetest people I'd ever met in a rock star.
No doubt.
Know, yeah. Just wonderful.
That no doubt. Is awesome.
I mean, you guys have to imagine Stoney and I have stories that could go forever. I mean, there's just a bucket of stories with these interactions with these guys. That's it's unbelievable. Awesome.
Awesome. So you guys live in the mecca of entertainment, right? Las Vegas.
Sure.
You know, everybody's talking about Kiss 2.0. Kiss is about to end, right? So it's like Kiss 2.0, if it's going to happen, it most likely happens in Vegas. And if they put something together like Purple Rain, like the Prince tribute, would you guys be okay with that? Like, would you have friends that would probably join in?
I would love to. I've been waiting for this for 15, 20 years. This is the only reason why I haven't cut my hair once is because I've been waiting for this. I have a great message that I saved from Gene in 1998 on an actual phone cassette recorder. Yeah. I was playing with, at the time, Jesse Camp from MTV. I don't know if you guys remember that crazy dude. And we were going to be the opening band for Kiss for the entire reunion tour. They had this big meeting. Anyway, Gene calls. He's like, hey, listen, if Ace gets sick, maybe you should come out and rock out with Kiss. So I've been trying to hold it to Gene for many years. But, you know, time is nobody's friend. And, you know, I needed this to happen like 10 years ago and not in like the next 5 years. But, you know, I mean, look, if it comes, I'll support it if I'm in it, but I mean, Kiss is going.
Well, I mean, from a Vegas standpoint, think about this: Todd Kearns, Zach Throne, Keith Robert, Eric Singer. There's your Kiss 2.0 in Vegas for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's deadly. It's deadly.
That's awesome.
But I just threw it down right there. I just produced on the air, Keith.
You made it very, very clear who the band is about to be.
But still, do you want to cut? Because Gene's got a problem with it. He doesn't want to give you a cut, so he's not going to remember that part.
Oh, no. I don't remember Stoney saying anything about this. No.
Keith, what is your favorite Kiss record?
Oh, this is a crazy curveball. My absolute favorite Kiss record is Dynasty.
Wow.
I was born in 78, so I didn't have this experience like my brothers and Stonies and the Barrys and the Sean McKees and everything like that. And, you know, I didn't have that exposure, but I do. My earliest memory is like a baby seeing Kiss and being infatuated with them. And then, you know, somewhere around 82, 81, 82, I do remember holding Dynasty and getting Unmasked for my birthday and Creatures of the Night when it came out, and my head exploded. I mean, I was nuts. I was all in for it, you know. My first Kiss show was Crazy Nights. As funny as it sounds, Crazy Nights was my first Kiss show. Saw them every year after that, and So yeah, I'm a real sucker for Dynasty and Unmasked. I can't explain to you what it is. It's kind of like the 80s Cheap Trick. I'm a humongous Cheap Trick fan, but I prefer the 80s Cheap Trick over 70s. So big fan. And I am even that much bigger fan of Anton Figg. And hearing that drumming going on those albums is specifically amazing to me.
Jared Frank says that he'll be opening for one of your Kiss tribute bands when they play Houston in October in his Poison tribute band.
That's me. I'm playing that show.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
That's hilarious. That's so funny that he's reached out. Oh, Jared's playing that? That's
cool.
Jared.
Yeah, awesome. He's in the Poison tribute band. That's
Oh, by the way, you know, I have a real light comical side to me. You know, I should never be taken serious in any way, shape, or form. But I've made a press conference that this will be my last show in makeup. This is my farewell tour. I'm doing my Houston October 22nd. This is it. Going out on top. This is it. So, you know, it's a big night. Rocktober is a big night. You got Kiss Night in Vegas. You got a couple Kiss appearances in makeup. So it's Kiss-tember. It's Kiss October. It's Kissmas. It's the whole package this year.
Oh, see, now people are asking if you guys have any inside info in the Kiss 2.0.
Oh, Stoney knows a lot of stuff. Stoney knows. Stoney denies it, but I think Stoney knows what's going on.
Stoney, is Destroyer ultimately your favorite album? I know it's the first one you got, but, like, is it your favorite?
I think Rock and Roll Over is my favorite.
All right, I got it.
I kind of put Destroyer kind of in its own category because it's a little bit different. It's you know, you got the production, the Bob Ezrin production, which is great, and of course those songs are great, but that for just that raw live energy of Kiss, I think Rock and Roll Over is the natural progression from Alive.
Yeah. No, I agree. That makes a lot of sense the way you just.
I'll tell you one of the other differences I think with Rock and Roll Over and Destroyer is it's Ace, where Ace is a little bit more caged on Destroyer, so to speak, in a way, right? And everything's kind of written out, the Detroit Rock City solo and some of the stuff, where Rock and Roll Over, he's back to being that raw kind of Ace, cool solos, ripping solos.
Yeah.
Do you guys get surprised who likes Kiss? Like, do you ever run into somebody and go, really, you're a Kiss fan too? Like, they seem to be everywhere.
No, that's the thing. I'm never surprised because the impact that Kiss has and has always had, doctors, lawyers, teachers, scientists, astronauts, you know, philanthropists, whatever it may be, Kiss's message goes far and wide. You know, and it's never shocked me at all. It still doesn't shock me about how the kids are still into it. The kids love it. You know, it's universal. It's solar system.
Yeah. I want to put on the record that Keith is the first person to say philanthropist on this show. I don't think in the 10 years we've been on that word has ever been used. Good word usage, Keith. Nicely done.
Hey, look, I'm a little wild, you know. I'm a wild card, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
You know, so Stoney knows. Every once in a while, you just got to turn me off on my back. My wife knows the deal. Just open up me back, turn me off, and I'll just...
let me tell you something. I wouldn't turn you off right now for $1 million. You got it going on. So let me ask you guys this. So, like, I'm a musician myself. I own a music store. You guys are musicians. Do you, like, obviously Kiss was, like, the thing that lit the fuse that got you interested in music. Do you remember your first instrument, your first guitar, let's say? Do you still have it? Do you guys still have them?
Well, Keith, you want to go? Well, I remember
Stoney's got the best story.
Well, I don't know if I have the best story. I remember my first one was a guitar from Kmart. I think like 60. It was like $69 or something like that.
Wow!
But my first real guitar is an Ibanez Iceman, like Paul Stanley.
Oh wow!
I worked at a a buddy of mine that I was playing music with when we were young kids. His father owned a little local family music store, and they carried Ibanez. And that Ibanez came in. It's a 1980, I guess an IC50 or something like they call it. I still have it. I worked my ass off for that guitar. I got it for my eighth grade graduation. My mother went in half on it, and I paid the other half, and I paid the other half by hauling around golf clubs at a country club on the south side of Chicago. But, you know, and I always say, you know, I was probably not like 90 pounds wet back then. And back then, this was before all the fancy stuff they have now. Back then, it was leather bags and irons and stuff, and I'm dragging this thing
not
around. Not the graphite, titanium and stuff. No, it was, you know, and I would drag those golf cart or golf bags around for $7.50 a round and a hot dog, I think. And that's how I paid off the rest of that guitar. And I've upgraded it a little bit here and there with the pickups and the tunings, but I still have that Iceman, and I'll be playing it at Kiss Night.
That is awesome. You know, Keith, what was your first guitar that looked like, if you can remember?
Yeah. So similar story. I walked into this music shop where Chris Angel's brother was had a music shop in Levittown, Long Island. And this guy that was working there, D Vandal, such a rock and roll name. I was like 15, 16 years old. And I go walking in, and he asked me every Kiss question. And I'm like, bam, 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 answer. And he's like, who is this kid right here? He's like, you're hired. I mean, he didn't even tell the owner. The owner showed up like a month later. He was like, who's this guy? He was like, I just hired him. I told him he can have a bass if he works for 3 months. That was my first bass. It was pretty awesome, right? But very cool story. This bad boy right here. This is a 1978 Les Paul, and Stoney will tell you it's fire. I met this. I was working at 7-Eleven. I was probably about 19, maybe even 17, 18. And this dude came in, and I was like Beavis and Butthead when Todd showed up, you know, all hearts. And like, he was such a rock star. And I would just drool at this guy. And he's like, listen, I got this great guitar for you. Months go by. I thought he forgot about me. He goes, listen, add an extra $50 with it. I'll bring this guitar in. He brings this guitar in. And I go back. I put the case on the Slurpee machine, and I open up the case and I look at it and I go, and I shut the case. I go, take your money and get out of here. I don't want to see you ever again. But I thought it was a joke. I thought it was like this can't be real. This can't be serious. So apparently I'm the second owner of this 78 Les Paul. It's all aced out, all natural, many 25 years of touring. That's my baby right there, Lucy. Ironically, has the born-on date of my wife's grandmother. Very bizarre. Obviously, a different year, but this is my prize.
Obviously, a different
year. Yeah, different year, of course. Yeah. Like I said, just turn me off, and I'll
you're doing great.
Just shut up eventually, okay? No, but yeah, Stoney and I got a couple of these bad boys.
Cecil's made a comment about the super distortion in the bridge.
Super distortion. Actually, believe it or not, it's not a super distortion. It's a 36th anniversary PAF, but it's a little bit lighter on it. I go through pickups like I eat bananas. It's just like I try something as much as possible, you know. But
you know, I had a conversation with a student just recently, because he said he can't seem to find the tone that he liked. And I said, welcome to the rest of your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Welcome to the rest of your life, for sure.
Yeah, it's like every time.
Let us know when you hit 50. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. I'll tell you a cool story. I've been on a bunch of the Kiss cruises. And one year, Paul had a guitar petting zoo. And I held the Paul Stanley Ibanez from the original broken glass one.
Ooh, yeah.
From the I Was Made for Loving You video.
Yeah.
And I just, he had a few there. He had that one. He had his, I don't know if it was a copy, but the BC Rich like leopard print.
Love that guitar.
Man. Oh, yeah.
I love that guitar.
I just, They told us you can pick one and get your picking your picture with it. I picked up every fucking guitar and took a picture with every. There was no way that I was not going to get a picture with every single guitar. Absolutely. I'm just saying.
Such Kiss nerds. I swear to God, we are such Kiss nerds.
Oh, we haven't even scratched the surface yet.
We haven't even started yet.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a pre-show. The after show starts later.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, listen, we're coming close to the end. This has been so much fun. I hope you guys have had as much fun as we had. I really wish that I could come out to that. Unfortunately, I'm moving into a new house right at the same time as this, and then I'm going out of town. So maybe look, our producer.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Our producer Steven, maybe he'll go with me, and we're good buddies. And I think Vegas we're in next year, just to come to this, and maybe. Maybe we'll plan a big spiel, like a weekend thing. Because we you know, I'm just saying, this sounds like so much fun.
Joe, I can assure you, if you come out here, Stoney would be happy to. We'll arrange some kind of rock and roll party for you. I guarantee it.
I'm all about it. I'm all about it. All right, Kiss Night. He
can't handle the rock and roll party. That's why he can't remember one of the days of the last time.
It's true. I will tell you. There was one night that I partaked in the legal system of Las Vegas, and when they found me, I was covered in Cheeto dust in a hotel room. Sonny was eating sushi. I didn't even get to see Old Vegas, like the original. I didn't even. It's like ruined. But by the way, tell you this:
that wasn't Cheeto dust.
Sorry, Cheeto dust.
I will tell you, it was a wonderful time, and Vegas is amazing. I'm not only happy for you guys, but as a Kiss fan, I'm proud of you guys for doing something like this. You're taking your time, you're taking and your time is money, and you're donating.
And I'd like to say something real quick. I mean, round of applause for Stoney Curtis. Stoney Curtis has led this the whole way and has kept it together when, you know, it's easy for things. You know, things are hard. It's not easy doing this stuff. Stoney Curtis has kept flying colors through this whole thing. So thank you, Stoney, for doing this. The whole town appreciates
it. Thank you, Keith. I couldn't do it without Keith anymore. That's for darn sure.
Absolutely. Hey, let me ask you this before we go. Would you guys hang out with us for an extra 20 minutes after we go off the air? We do an extra thing for our Patreon, and maybe people that are on our Patreon would like to see that.
Absolutely.
Sure. All right, cool. Sure. So listen, you guys have been great. We really appreciate it. Hopefully this will gin up a little more interest in what you guys are doing. And then maybe there's some people that are going, well, I can't make it this year, but hell, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to donate, and I'm going to come next year just like I'm going to. Sonny will come with me too. I just made plans for him.
My youngest turns 21, so if you guys do it on the week of October 17th, dude, it's going to be a rock and roll party. Yeah.
Sonny, Cheetos are still out here.
Yeah.
You can still get Cheetos.
Thank you, guys. Sonny, you have anything to add?
No, thanks for listening, and I'm looking forward to the thing we do on Patreon.
Absolutely. For you guys out there that don't know, we have a Patreon right now. Just go to Patreon and sign up. It's free. So here's the thing. We're doing this free for 7 days. You can get on our Patreon and see what's going on there. And I'm just saying, tonight's the night to go try it live, because we're going to go over there and we're going to shoot the shit for a little bit. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you guys again. You know what I'm going to say. We love Kiss, and we love Kiss podcasts. Some of them. Some of them. And you're going to hear the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in three. I never play the commercials for them. I'm just letting everybody know. 3, 2, 1, peace.
said at the moment, my dear. You'll have to come back. Thank you, and goodbye.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City. Have you heard of the Click Tees shop yet? These t-shirts reach into the deepest nostalgia of the hottest band in the world with designs like the Demon's First Stage shirt, the Rock Skull, the Spaceman's very first stage shirt, Eagle Wings, the Catman's Cadillac Michigan jacket, the Black Cat, the Phantom of the Park Talisman, and a wide array of Eric Carr tees. With over 30 killer designs, these t-shirts dive so deep, they're like opening a private vault of rare, classic material. Click Tees is not exactly all tees. They also have products like mugs, hats, necklaces, pillows, socks, stickers, and guitar picks. Podcast Rock City is happy to announce that we have partnered with Click Tee Shop, and we are now selling our merchandise there too. Buy some merchandise and let everyone know you're a fan of our show. Go to clickteeshop.com, that's click with a K, to check out all the great stuff to choose from.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com. GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.